Yo, hi, life after matric is not a ngxawane, guys. It's not a ngxawane. It's not a ngxawane, like at all. So what I've noticed so far is that I even know the price of bread. Like me, I didn't care, bruh, how much is the bread, how much is the milk, like nje, not ukuthi nje bengenandaba at all. Just that like angazi man ukuthini bengenza ukuthi ngingazinaki lezo zinto. But now, sengazi ne-price yesinkwa. Wow. I'm proud of myself. Ngazi ne-price yebisi. Like, every time when they sent me to the shops, when I come back, they would ask me, how much was this? You, I forgot to ask. I was always that kind of guy. But now when they ask, I tell them, bread is 17 rand. What is 23 rand? So I'm kind of proud of myself. Yeah. So, hello, hello, everyone. This is your boy, Mr. Kara Issei in the building. And you are listening to Publish Enemies Podcast 1. The show that brings it all to you. Whether celebrity, influencer, upcoming artist, konke, even nomkhosi, uzothola la. Ngoba uma uhleli ekhoneni, ngeke uthole. So, life after matric, guys. As in, you should be prepared for it. Like, guys, kunzima man, ukuvuka ekuseni ungazi ukuthi uzoyenzani. But luckily, I got a job. I'm at school. Just that ish. I thought that I was going to die. I thought that my 23 wami nje was not going to be the best one. But everything is okay now. So, guys, I wanted us to talk about the biggest topic in our country. Trending thing on Twitter, whether Facebook, whoopi, where it's all and uhlangana nobuso babo. The famous fairy tale love story of Thabo and Dr. Nandipha. Magudumane, if I'm saying the surname correctly. So, guys, this is really true love. You sacrifice your whole career as a qualified doctor for a prisoner, aka Thabo Baxter. Wow. A whole Facebook rapist. Hi, life is not for other people, guys. Tina e Davidson e Castletu. Ha, okay, you sacrifice a nipple pain for and forget that, bro. She wouldn't. Hi, by a funeral, but Dr. Nandipha. We are other Nandipas. We need you. We need you, guys. I hope you are like the same Nandipha of Dr. Thabo. We need you. Because, hi, Natabo Nandipha. As in, abo my ride or die, abo scandal love. So, according to my sources, guys, Dr. Nandipha rejected being part of the Real Housewife of Johannesburg. I wonder why. But I think maybe she was kind of protecting the source, like he. Ukuthi kuzokhipheka amafayili ukuthi i-lifestyle yakhe. Uyikhona kanjani, like imali, support lifestyle yakhe yenziwa kanjani. So I think she was kind of avoiding that, which is good. It was a good move for her. I'm not promoting anything, but I think it was a good move for her for not being part of the Real Housewife, because many files will have been unfolded. So she was perfect for the show because of her lavish lifestyle, but she rejected the offer. Wow. That was a nice move, Dr. Nandipha. And then, the way Thabo aba crooking a corner abantu. Wow. What to say? You prison cell being as you say New York or whoopi bra. Hi. I haven't by pili lifestyle in Nandi chair, guys. Hi. So, but let's leave that. I hope the case ya resolveka nje baboshwa baboshwayo batholakala batholakalayo bebeyiphathe ya the whole thing nje because I think nje the whole system is corrupted because even ukuthi uthola kanjani the access of everything while ephakathi ejele while they know that uyi-dangerous rapist, if I could say that. I didn't want to say ukuthi uyi-dangerous gangster. And according to umama kaThabo, Thabo has always been that troubled child vele ohluphayo. So we cannot kind of say it's true. The lezinto ebebezisho ukuthi Thabo uframe uLuxana uthathile fall for two people abantwana bama high profile people nje. So and leyo ngithole kwi podcast and chill with Mekhi according to ama sources wabo or wherever la bayithole khona ukuthi apparently ngathi uThabo uthathe i-fall for two people abantwana bama high profile people. So they are Thabo is being paid apparently ukuthi abe sejele. Hayi, but hey, yazini le ndaba yashuba nje ithi ngiphume kuyona kusasa. And uMusha Ndiki naye seka involve kuzo zonke lezi zinto. Wow, hayi, akekho umuntu esisazomthemba la. Then ubheke icele, guys, what's going on with i-system yethu nje, i-government yethu nje, like wonke ama-minister, like guys, from i-president ukuya phansi kuhlale there's always scandals, drama. Bekicele court and not a court kahle kahle, where is this place, I just forget, sorry guys. But there is this video, I will drop it, where Bekicele was being asked questions about why he didn't tell us or notify the whole South Africa about the escape of Thabo Baxter while it was still early before they caught him in Tanzania, uThabo. Then the way he was so rude, that guy, you could see that he didn't care. I'm sure na he called a baby empire and it's in a cool to that side, but in the system yethu nje ayikho right at all. What if Thabo ubulalile omunye umfazi or wabulala yena uNandipha wakhona? It's fine, ayenzakalanga, but what if khona into ayenzile akhonile ukuyenza while ekwi-escape yakhe leyo, wabulala someone or warape someone or nje yabo, what ubekazothini ubheke icele? Because nale ndlela bekaphendula ngayo leya prosecutor, like bekabonisa ukuthi akanandaba, akanandaba mani, like idlulisani le nto, simbambile, so what? Which was wrong for us as ama citizens waseMzansi. He was supposed to notify us ukuthi uThabo Baxter escaped, please be vigilant, but he just kept quiet. So isistimu yala eMzansi nje ayikho into right la South Africa nje, ama load shedding kubhedi nje esikhoma abo Thabo Baxter yini. Then guys, I want to talk about the show Ego Show Max. It's called Adulting. I know. But guys, that show, guys, 10 out of 10. It's not a show. I think it's a series, but I give it 10 out of 10, especially because of the guy abambiza Eric. Wow, guys, I'm motivated. That guy inspires me ukuthi nje the day ngiba nomntwana nje ngibe iphathi yakhe, whether kumnyama, whether kuyakhanya, whether kunjani nje, ufuna ukuba seduze kwamaskito Eric, maskito which umntanakhe in the show, and we shared that part. It was my first time seeing that guy actor, but the way ayishaye ngakhona iphathi yakhe ezu Eric, hayi guys, 10 out of 10. Then ubonga yena guys, Wow, nai. Ha, I think umabathu kwi the river. Yo guys, naye u-Eric ubonga. Then there's this guy abambiza umphonami. It was my first time seeing umpho, but the way I shang a corner, the part of being a married man or have a affair. I'm not promoting who have a affair. I'm just in, like ushayile part yakhe, but I think they're gonna catch him the way he does it, because like he akana master like mastermind game man, like yokudlala le game kahle yokudriblisha. Bazombamba, ungathatha into ethengelwe like the side chick that he's dating, bought a purse for herself, then she reminded Umpho ukuthi konje when is your wife's birthday, then he remembered, but he forgot only the lead when the lady mentioned the birthday thing, he remembered. Then the lady said, "No, I got you covered, my boy. Here is a wallet. Go give it to your wife." Then he took it. The way he's so foolish, he took it. Ha, my guy, when they catch you, hey, it will be bad for you. Ah, another affair on Skeem Saam. Homu, homu etsang mara, homu. Ah, homu yena. So, guys, I want to ask Uguti, do you think Paxton was wrong for not telling the mother about the affair of Homu, Mr. Homu and Melita? The way I see it, I think he was kinda right for not mentioning it, even though he is wrong not telling the mother. Because the way I see it, if he did tell the mother, it would have kinda looked like the way Ivy saw it when Manturi told her about Mr. Homu having an affair. It would have looked like Paxton wants to break up their marriage, because you know how parents are most. If you tell the other one that the other one is cheating, they would think that maybe you want to break their marriage up. So, Jay, I think Paxton was 100% alright for not telling the mother, because most of the time they would have thought that maybe Paxton wants to break up their marriage. But yeah. Homo, you didn't play your game well, G. You didn't at all, G. And taking your mistress, or should I call it Nyatsi or Makwapeni or side chick to your house, that was a low blow, G. Like, you should have never taken it that far, G. You should have booked a hotel or a motel, went there and enjoyed your peace time. Go back to your wife easily. But yeah, I let me not say easily, because I've never cheated. I'm not married. I don't know nje a mindset yomuntu oshadile how they think. But nje, if you are married, ungacheat. But for if you know that I was with Ali Kim Gatley, because if they catch you, utloba khomu le wena, utloba khomu. Then, haibu, 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 haibu. Kilimanjaro. Kilimanjaro. Hey, apparently, this song, even the name Kilimanjaro, apparently, there's this girl who's been trending on TikTok. She said that Kilimanjaro, he has a demonic thing in it. I can kinda give it 60-40 with it's true, because the challenge, man, guys, it's who say, and the addictive as in every minute, even when I'm writing Kilimanjaro, 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 I would even do the dance, Jay. But guys, when will we get time to Google everything? Even Nomusa Bumnandi Klalungo manje, sort kufafa, 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 kufafa. Maybe Batinji, Satani, Satani. Sondela, sondela. Siwazelaphi thina ngoba nje silandelela yonke into nje. Whether they say go left, you go left. Whether they say go right, you go right. But in life, man, sizoyenza everything ngoba siyabhayiza sometimes. Then I would like to say big ups, salute, Nasty C, top dog, zinja ze game. He gave Maglera, if I'm saying the name correct, his flowers. Wow. And Maglera is hot, guys. He's gonna take the game. If he keeps on pushing the way he pushes, he's gonna take the game, guys. Wow. If you could hear the way he's so lyricistic, that guy, guys, he's good, man. Poetic. Like, he's nah, man. Smooth. We are shalela. Yo. Yo, guys, ushalela kamnandi, like, smooth, like, shalela. So, hey, mjolo. Hey, ihlukana nomjolo. Having affairs, homu. Mpo from adulting, homu from skim sam. Ihlukana nazo. So, as you know, guys, we'd keep on following stories for Dr. Nandipa and Thabo Baxter. Shout out to you, Nasty. Shout out to you, Maglera. Shout out to the producers of Adulting. Shout out to the Skim Sam writers and stuff. Skim Sam, guys, has always been on point. Like, nah, guys. Skim Sam is okbora. Maybe 2 episode, 3 episode. It's vroom. Boo! I say, get shuba, guys. Se be a cheater. Se ushiz indlu. And guys, do you think vele, guys, aksu Ivy ushiz indlu. Ivy did not, burn the house of Melita. It was Melita and Khomo. It's because of Khomo. Because while he was trying to separate them, the candle iwile yashisa I place or table cloth lela kwaba kubi nje. So as we wrap it up, tune into Adulting 18 over 18 kahle kahle, only 18 upwards. If you are on a number plate, I Humble Bugelu Mr. Bean. So as we about to end the show, as to the end of our first episode as Published Enemies, we hope you enjoyed. Tune in into our episode next week, and do not forget to follow us on social media. On YouTube, it's Pepone. Instagram is published_enemies. TikTok is published_enemies0. If you like this episode, make sure to hit that subscribe button, guys. Shout out to you. Thanks a lot.